Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar. Says several women-centric schemes and programs launched by his government benefited every section of society. Indian Air Force bids farewell to MiG-21 aircraft after 6 decades of service to the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds the aircraft's role in Indo-Pakistan War of 1971. President Draupadi Murmu confers prestigious National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. In a surprising turn, US President Donald Trump says he would not allow Israel to annex West Bank. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Sri Lanka to clash in the last Super Fours match this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the centre, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government at the centre and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
नवरात्रि के इस पावन पर्व में आप सबके आशीर्वाद हम सबके लिए एक बहुत बड़ी शक्ति. मैं आज आपका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और आज से मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही. इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी. अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10,000 रुपए भेजे गए हैं.
The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women.
Jan Dhan Yojana ke tahat behnon betiyon ke 30 crore se zyada khate na khulwaye hote. In bank khaton ko aapke mobile aur aadhar se na joda hota to kya aaj itne paise hum seedhe aapke bank khaton mein bhej pate. Aaj jo paise bheje ja rahe hain na pure 10,000 rupiye aapke khate mein jama honge. Ek rupiya koi maar nahi sakta hai.
Calling the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana a Navratri gift, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that with the double-engine government's efforts, Bihar would have the highest number of Lakhpati Didis.
केंद्र सरकार ने देश में 3 करोड़ लखपति दीदी बनाने का लक्ष्य रखा है. 2 करोड़ से अधिक बहनें अब तक लखपति दीदी बन चुकी हैं और मैं गांव की महिलाओं की बात कर रहा हूं. उनकी मेहनत से गांव बदले हैं, समाज बदला है और परिवार का रुतबा भी बदला है.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the reduction in GST rates from the first day of Navratri, saying it will help women and homemakers balance household budgets as prices of daily use items have been cut.
22 सितंबर से नवरात्रि के पहले दिन से ही पूरे देश में जीएसटी की दरें घटा दी गई हैं. अब रोज इस्तेमाल की जाने वाली चीजें जैसे दंत मंजन, साबुन, शैंपू, ये सारे सामान पहले से सस्ते मिलेंगे. त्योहारों में पहनने के लिए कपड़े और जूते, इनकी कीमत भी कम हो गई है. ये बहुत बड़ी राहत है. डबल इंजन की सरकार इसे अपना दायित्व समझती है.
Through video conference, the Prime Minister also interacted with the beneficiaries of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana from Purnia, Gaya, West Champaran and Bhojpur districts of Bihar. At the event held in Patna, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with several ministers and officials of the state government, were present. After 6 decades of service to the nation, the Indian Air Force's legendary fighter aircraft MiG-21 was given a final farewell today. The farewell ceremony was held at Chandigarh Air Base in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal AP Singh and other dignitaries. The MiG-21 operations concluded with a ceremonial flypast. Air Chief Marshal AP Singh flew the last sortie of the squadron with the call sign Badal 3. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded the role of MiG-21 in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971, saying that there have been many such occasions when the MiG-21 proved its decisive capacity. He said MiG-21 is a national pride, and the most distinctive feature of the MiG-21 was its versatility.
For a long time, MiG-21 has been a witness to numerous heroic deeds. Its contribution has not been limited to a single event or a single war. From the war of 1971 to the Kargil conflict, or from the Balakot airstrike to Operation Sindoor, there has not been a moment when the MiG-21 has not provided tremendous strength to our armed forces.
Inducted in the Indian Air Force in 1963, after the China-India War, MiG-21 was the country's first supersonic fighter jet. This aircraft played a decisive role in the Indo-Pakistan Wars of 1965 and 1971. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed connectivity through an internet revolution, bridging villages, cities and people across India.
A quiet transformation is unfolding across India, powered by the reach of broadband and the speed of next-generation mobile networks. At its core lies the BharatNet project, weaving a digital highway that now reaches over 2.18 lakh gram panchayats. Carried with nearly 7 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable, this digital lifeline has opened doors to e-governance, education, and small-scale enterprise in places once thought too remote. While launching the Optical Fiber Internet Services project in Bihar 5 years ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it was hard to imagine villages having more internet users than cities. But today, this has become a reality.
भारत के गांवों में इंटरनेट का उपयोग करने वालों की संख्या कभी शहरी लोगों से ज्यादा हो जाएगी ये कुछ साल पहले तक सोचना भी मुश्किल था। गांव की महिलाएं, किसान, गांव के युवा भी इतनी आसानी से इंटरनेट का इस्तेमाल करेंगे इस पर भी बहुत लोग सवाल उठाते थे लेकिन अब ये सारी स्थितियां बदल चुकी हैं।
Under the Narendra Modi government, India has emerged as one of the world's most affordable countries for mobile data. Internet data prices have seen a reduction of nearly 97% compared to 2014. Hand in hand comes the leap of 5G connectivity. For the citizens, this means faster access to healthcare consultations, timely crop advisories, and markets that no longer feel distant. Under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the internet revolution in India is ensuring that the promise of a digital Bharat reaches the doorstep of every household, carrying with it opportunity, dignity, and hope for the future.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon the prestigious National Geoscience Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honours in the field of geosciences. Congratulating the awardees, the President said the awards are given to honour their commitment, innovation and excellence in fields of geosciences. She also highlighted that minerals have played a pivotal role in development of human civilization and laid the cornerstone for industries. The President added that industrialization cannot be envisioned without coal and iron.
जियोसाइंटिस्ट की भूमिका केवल खनन तक सीमित नहीं होना चाहिए खनन के जियो इन्वायरमेंटल सस्टेनेबिलिटी पर पड़ने वाले प्रभावों पर भी आपको उचित ध्यान देना होगा ऐसे टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित करने और उपयोग में लाने की आवश्यकता है जिससे खनिज उत्पादों में वैल्यू एडिशन हो एवं वेस्टेज कम से कम हो ये सस्टेनेबल मिनरल डेवलपमेंट के लिए बहुत जरूरी है
The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying countries' indirect tax system. Now people can avail the benefit of GST reforms, which are already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new tax structure, the indirect tax system has been simplified into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18%, and 28%. This will provide direct relief to the citizens by reducing tax on multiple goods and services. A report.
In a major relief for households and students, the government has taken an important step to ease the burden on the common man by lowering the GST on various sectors. Under the next generation GST reforms, stationery items such as notebooks, graph books, sharpeners, pencils have been made completely tax-free. The tax cut in this sector will ease the financial strain on students and make these products more affordable. The significant reduction in tax rates will not just make products affordable for the common man, but will also boost the manufacturing unit and nation's economy. Talking to Akashwani News, Sudhir, a shopkeeper, has hailed the government's decision of lowering GST and expressed his gratitude. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on 21st of this month, has also urged the citizen to adopt Swadeshi products supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSME. With Shivang Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Coal Public Sector Undertakings today announced a performance-linked reward, PLR, of 1,03,000 rupees to its non-executive workers. According to the Coal Ministry, the PLR will benefit more than 2 lakh non-executive cadre employees across Coal India Limited, its subsidiaries, and Singareni Collieries Company Limited. The Ministry also informed that the amount will be credited on pro-rata basis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled his contributions to the nation building during his long years in public life. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Mr. Trump made his surprise remarks while speaking to reporters yesterday ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival in the U.S. to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The tensions have spiraled after the recent U.N. General Assembly summit, after several nations formally recognized Palestine. Trump's latest comment has sent shockwaves to the Israeli government, who reiterated that recognizing Palestine would not deter Israel. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan has set up the title clash with India, defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super Fours clash in Dubai last night. The summit clash will take place on Sunday. For the first time in 17 editions of the Asia Cup, India and Pakistan will clash in the final. Meanwhile, in another Super Fours encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in their third match of the stage today in Dubai. India has been assured of at least 3 medals at the Para Archery World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, as 3 Indian players will vie for gold in the compound open category. Paralympic bronze medalist Rakesh Kumar and newcomer Toman Kumar advanced to the gold medal match in the men's compound open individual event. Teenage sensation Sheetal Devi also stormed into the women's compound final today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar. Says several women-centric schemes and programs launched by his government benefited every section of society. Indian Air Force bids farewell to MiG-21 aircraft after 6 decades of service to the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds the aircraft's role in Indo-Pakistan War of 1971. President Draupadi Murmu confers prestigious National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. In a surprising turn, U.S. President Donald Trump says he would not allow Israel to annex West Bank. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Sri Lanka to clash in the last 4 Super Fours match this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.